Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect, with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Oh, you're right. The horn fell out. The horn.
Whatever.
Technical difficulties.
Hello, and welcome to the Raven Effect Podcast. If you're a new listener, that would be my phone ringing. Did you hear that noise?
Is it K-Dog?
Yes, he said, thank you, my friend, and God bless you. Thank you, K-Dog.
Yes, K-Dizzle.
K-Dizzle, my schnizzle. You know what? What's a schnizzle?
I don't know. Is it the same as a schnitzel?
I don't know. Mm.
Man, we're not starting out strong this week. What happened?
No, we're not.
I wanted to respond to my response with a heart.
Rich, do something funny.
Hi, everybody.
So why is Phoenix so blurry? And Rich, why is yours lighting so good?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I prefer very dark lighting, so... The lighting's all the way down in the room, and even my computer monitor brightness is down.
You're too blurry, Feeny. You're like, it's like seeing you
blurry.
Really like vibrating like the Flash.
Maybe my internet sucks ass. Let me see what connection I'm on.
Maybe the operator just fucking sucks ass. But
the operator.
Yeah.
Like I said, I want a new computer.
Yeah, hey, operator. Would you give me a dime?
Actually, you're right. You're right about that, Raven. The Amazon wish list. What if I just said, I want a new computer. I'm not going to podcast any of these shows anymore. And I demand the listeners send me $100 a piece until I have a new computer.
No one will be having their podcast aired.
Yeah, no more podcasts.
I think they'll give in eventually.
You think so?
Yeah.
Give in? You think this is like the government? You think they're like the Democrats?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
I don't know enough about it to even comment on that. I just know they caved in.
I know Schumer's got heat.
Schumer always has heat.
Yeah.
They don't like Schumer. Amy Schumer.
She's got heat, too.
She's related to him. You know that?
Yeah, it's her cousin or something.
It's her cousin, yeah.
It's like his double niece or something.
Is that what it is?
You said you should get on your double on both knees, double knees?
Double knees.
Double knees MCO? You know, it's double AMCO.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then it goes do 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 do.
I said, "What's the most annoying commercial theme?"
The cars for kids. No,
Liberty.
Cars for kids.
Oh, the cars for kids got a jaunty little beat.
Oh, that is the worst fucking thing in the world.
What about the old
Mentos? I can dance to it. I can give it an 85.
The old Mentos ones were pretty good.
Mentos, it was that weird accent too.
Liberty, Liberty. What about the Liberty?
Mentos, the flash. I guess the Liberty never bothered me.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
The emu.
I hate when Kohl's or Target tries to be hip and they use like a rap song that's like 11 years old and they have all the lame white kids dancing to it.
No. Oh, God.
Stop it.
You got a sandwich rap?
Yeah, it's very old rap. Very old.
All the Christmas commercials are coming out now. You know?
Those are going to be bad.
Everybody's doing the la 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 la, right? There's always like one of those.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What's the song? What's the name of that song? Holy crap, here comes Jesus. Said he doesn't look too happy.
Jesus, I don't know what you're talking about. Which Christmas?
Huh? What?
Which Christmas?
I'm talking about Christmas commercials.
The holiday
commercials. Which Christmas?
Holiday commercials, please.
Yeah.
I'm Jewish. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, well, never mind then.
Yeah. Never mind.
What are you saying? You want to exclude him now?
Yeah, what are you, racist? You anti-Semite?
I'm not excluding anybody.
You just said, fine, we'll exclude you. Those are your exact words.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, Joe.
Effed up.
Sometimes you got to do a doo-doo?
Yeah, you got to.
Why is everything so blurry in your background, Rich?
Because it's purposely blurry.
You turned on the blur.
Why?
Because I'm.
What are you embarrassed about?
Keeping
this room is still a room's still a disaster and needs to be set up. And I'd
is it,
has
it been clarified as a disaster by the government? Will you be getting money from the government to fix it up?
I don't believe I will. That's the thing.
It's still in Progresso. Progresso soup.
Yep.
You know what? I don't like grocery store prices. I don't like them. Just want to put that out there.
But they're down,
Joe.
That's
your boy.
But they're down.
That's your boy, Joe.
It's
the prices are down.
Last night I bought two tiny things of strawberry cream cheese. Delicious.
You bought two strawberries?
Two strawberry cream cheeses. I bought a thing of bagels. I bought an 8-pack of Gatorade. And I bought 4 Red Bulls for $8 on sale. And it was almost like $60. And it was like a bag. I'm like, what the fuck?
You know, my dog loves cream cheese. That's what we give her all our meds with.
Oh, yeah? Sweet. That's a good move.
Yeah, she loves the cream cheese.
Yeah.
She's a cream cheeser.
Oh, my friend Eddie lost his cat this week. De Niro passed away, so I'd like
to say,
sorry about that, Eddie. And it was actually a gift from me. I gave him De Niro.
So you gave him a faulty cat?
He lived to be 15.
Yeah, well, it's 15. Humans live to be 80.
Yeah, well, 15's a good age for a cat.
Is it?
Yeah,
is it now? Is it?
Ted over here, Ted's not even, he's 14.
Ted's late for the show.
Ted's falling apart, I think. I think we're going to lose 3 cats in a year, I think.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Ted.
Yeah, that's...
Come here, Ted.
That sucks, man.
What you doing, bud?
I think Feeny's keeping that cat alive by sheer force of will.
Do you think so?
No, not yet.
You see, his patterns are off. He's supposed to be over here during the Raven Effect.
Yeah.
Go to your spot.
I'm sure he listens, right? Yeah, go to your spot. Yeah.
Go to your spot.
How come you don't sell advertising on his tail?
I should, right? He should be like a boxer's robe.
Yeah.
Now you
put a robe on him. Put a robe on Ted.
He's here. He says hello.
He'll put a robe on him.
He wouldn't like a robe. He likes to just strut that shit, you know, all natural.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, but if he had a robe, then he could advertise a lot of properties.
You want to make some money?
She just talked. Did you hear that?
What
did
you say?
She said, yeah.
Sure did.
Oh, that had to be you, Feeny.
I didn't do it.
Cat.
I didn't
what?
Do it. I didn't say nothing.
Do what?
Love her, Dad.
I think Feeny's faking out. He's trying to pretend that his cat can talk, but it was really him.
He speaks English. He doesn't talk a lot. But,
are you trying to talk with your mouth closed? You can't talk with your mouth closed. I think you're a ventriloquist. Look at this. Oh, yeah. Watch this. I'm going to put this water bottle on my hand and on my puppet. Hold on, wait.
For you. What are you? There's a water bottle.
Oh, my God. Your water bottle just talked.
Yes, it did. And fuck you, Phoebe, you midget.
That's not nice. That's not a nice water bottle. Why'd you say that?
It's very rude.
Because Feeny's fucking short.
Speaking of talking cats, Feeny, you're on Facebook, aren't you? No, you are, because I saw you fucking talking shit about me with somebody else.
No, I didn't.
You did too. There was some thread where somebody was fucking talking shit.
He said Rich eats shit sandwiches. They said Rich eats shit sandwiches.
Nope.
And Feeny said, no, he doesn't. He doesn't like bread. He stood up.
Feeny, I saw it, and there was some kind of fucking...
really good in second grade.
Are you in the Russo brand Facebook group?
No.
Because there's a few people in there that don't like you, and I post a show, and they're like, oh, I stopped listening when Rich came on. I'm like, oh.
Why don't they like me?
I don't know.
Is you pretentious?
Yeah, I think
that's... Am I?
Here's what they said.
Okay.
He said, you want everyone to fly into the sun and die.
Yeah. I like Rich, though. I think it's funny that we accidentally found, like, a good, like, team chemistry. It was just completely an accident, you know?
Anyway, Feeny, I'm sending you this because we were talking about talking cats. You need to play this.
What do you mean? Where are you sending it?
Hold on, the chat.
There it is. Chat. There's no chat.
There you go. Click on.
That's not
click
even
on the link
to the show. His fucking patterns are off.
Click on the link I just sent you. He played this video. It was solid stuff.
Is this where I allegedly talk shit?
What are you running the show, tough guy?
Damn. Yep. Fuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Talking cats.
I don't like it.
You got this pulled up yet?
I don't want to.
Just play
talking
it.
Cats let's can get, talk. Everybody knows.
So hold on. The fellow here, he's a comedian.
We know who it is.
Brennan Davis. I'm setting it up. All right, play
this. Putting him over.
Yeah, play this.
Does he pay you?
No, let's play this.
Hey, guys.
Is that a bandana?
Yeah.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah, me too. Watch out. We're in a gang.
You're in a what now?
Gang.
Breaker.
What the heck? You got gangbang.
That's not what that means. So what are you guys called?
What? Watch out fast, I can run.
What's your gang name? Do you guys have one?
Yeah. We're the pussies.
We have pussies.
Yeah.
What? Well, your gang name should be Tough.
We are Tough. Yeah, we're Tough Pussies. Yeah.
All right, all right. Pussies.
Pussies.
So do you guys have a biker gang motto yet?
What's that?
It's kind of like a catchphrase.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, every biker gang has one. Oh, hey, what's up, Doug?
What's up?
Oh, we're just saying you guys need a motto like live free or die.
How about live another day?
Yeah, I like that.
Live another day?
It's genius.
Hey, but it's also got to look good on the back of a leather jacket.
Like those?
What? Where did these... How did you guys do that?
Oh, I'm just magical.
These look great, Doug. You made these by yourself?
Yep.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Wow, you guys look tough.
I know.
Wouldn't mess with you guys if I saw those leather jackets on the freeway.
Yeah, good.
Hey, do either one of you pussies want to take a ride on my hog?
Mm-hmm.
My bike.
Oh! Damn it!
Let's ride.
Dad, just make sure you're going the speed limit. Damn, you're going too fast. Damn.
He's riding a bicycle.
I knew he was fucking.
Oh, friends and brother.
The cats are in the basket.
Alive. For what?
Wait, you knew where what?
Clothes.
A country of tonight.
Where is this?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I knew at the end he was going to be selling jackets or shirts or something.
Of course he was, yeah.
He's genius.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Marketing.
Feeny, if your cat talked like that too, you'd sell shirts.
Yeah, I know. I let Dexter down. He should have had a show for the last 10 years.
I know.
The Dexter show?
Yep. It would have been genius.
Would he be like a serial killer, but a babyface serial killer?
Yeah, he would have been like a large dickhead who thinks he runs the house, which is what he was. Can't talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't know. You know.
So are you saying the cat's like Rich?
But he was more of a bully. Rich isn't a bully.
No.
Rich is more of a bula bula.
I can see
Rich like in the 1920s with a fur coat and a hat and a pennant and going bula bula.
A pork pie hat?
Insane, he's only interested in the good scotch.
Yeah, correct.
Want this
yeah.
crap?
Give me you the shitty Scotch people.
I think so do the people in the Russo group probably don't like me because I fucking make fun of Vinny Roo all the time.
I don't know. I've seen
Vinny's probably making that up, Rich.
Maybe he is. I've never met Vince Russo, by the way. I just think he's, you know.
So that's the only time I recall.
Well, why don't you?
And I always defend Rich.
What if he turns out you really like the guy?
Well, I would see, but that's the thing. But it would be. Like Vince Russo, the person, not Vince Russo, the wrestling person, because I don't like the wrestling person.
Yeah.
You never met him.
I don't like the character he portrays.
Persona.
The persona. That might not actually be him. You know what I mean?
Is he persona non grata to you?
Again, I've never met him. I don't
persona
like
all grata.
I just don't care for that. Yeah.
Persona non grata.
Persona all grata.
Yeah.
Potatoes?
All cheesed up.
I'll take my potatoes all groggy.
I'll say this too. He probably thinks I suck as a play-by-play guy. So, you know what I mean? It's fair. I don't care.
Well, I don't
he give a shit. I don't
care.
I don't care. No, I don't. And he doesn't care.
Then why are you belaboring the point?
Because Feeney brought it up.
Although the people in the brand Facebook group are huge fans of Rich Bucchini, the dickhead heel at JCW. They're down with that.
Oh, yeah?
All right. Yep. Well. I've had at least five people tell me they like that idea.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Rich hates it. Ah! Rich thinks it's a reflection on him personally, which it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would get paid to go shit on the juggalos.
That's why, you know, I figured it out why there's no heel.
I would get paid to go shit on the toilet? What?
Shit on the juggalos.
Oh.
I figured out why there's no heels in MMA.
Why is that?
Because nobody wants to be a heel.
Well, Colby was a heel.
Yeah, I mean, but other than him.
What about O'Malley? No.
No, he was a babyface.
What about the Diaz's were heels for a little bit.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. But that's still only three people you've named.
Dana's a heel.
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dana's really, he's kind of charming. On I was watching the Contender.
Dana what? Yeah, you're on a first name basis with him?
No, Dana Plato.
Oh, I thought she was dead.
I didn't even know she was sick.
Yeah, I mean,
no idea. No idea.
Wasn't it like after the Stern show she killed herself?
Yes.
Yeah, that's shitty.
Like the next day.
Yeah.
That's not nice. Why'd she kill herself?
Howard's a jerk ass.
He could be.
Yeah. He needs to retire. It's fucking embarrassing.
I haven't listened in years. I don't know.
It's no good. No good.
I wonder what his ratings are now.
No good. At least from what I've seen.
What about Bubba the Low Sponge? Whatever happened to him?
I think he does like a podcast or something now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does YouTube and podcasts. I don't know if he's also on the radio, but I know he does that.
Oh, the radio.
Does anybody work on the radio nowadays?
Not really.
Are there any radio stations?
Let's market ourselves. They're all centrally programmed.
Let's do a morning zoo podcast.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, I'm sure that'll be huge.
Boing.
We'll be raving into bitches.
Oh. We could just do the Family Guy thing and have the... Like the button, you know what I mean? That's what I was. That's I was doing the thing there on the radio.
Yeah,
it's Weedy and the Butt on the radio.
Sexy lady.
Yeah, Bitchman's on the desk.
No,
it has been. I do enjoy the part though where they play the end of Philadelphia or the line for Philadelphia though.
Jesus, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
How about you ever heard a song "Banned in the USA" by Luke Skywalker?
Yeah, that was the guy from Two Live Crew, right?
Luther Campbell, was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was banned in the U.S., and then CAA wouldn't pay Springsteen the rights, or Springsteen wouldn't let him have the song or something.
Is that what it was?
Jerk.
I don't know. I forget. Let's look it up. Let's see what's going on with Luther Campbell.
I saw that Springsteen movie shit the bed.
Yeah, I heard it was terrible.
I didn't hear it was terrible. I just heard nobody went to see it.
I didn't even know it was sick.
I think Springsteen's overrated, too.
Wrong am I looking up? I don't even know what I'm looking up anymore.
Luther Campbell, what's he up to? Two Live Crew, baby.
Oh, we did this already. We went to their website.
Oh, yeah, we did a while back, didn't we?
Well, let's see if they...
This was like our yearly check-in with Luther Campbell.
Uncle Luke?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Luther Campbell's part of the Campbell Soup Dynasty.
I wouldn't place money on that.
We're soup to these nuts!
64. Oh, he's about to be 65.
He's older than me. He's an old person compared to me. At 61.
Oh, he was a crooked college football player.
Wait, what's that? Pay-for-play system?
Oops. Infamous. Oh, no, he was paying extra money to players for, like, sacks or touchdowns and stuff. So he would pay players, but not he wasn't like a booster for the athletics department. He was paying players. He couldn't do that back then.
Why was he paying players? What did he get out of it?
He was probably betting on the games.
That's not legal.
Nah.
There's a band in the USA. Back it up.
Back it up. Back it up. Back it up.
1990 saw the release of Band in the USA, originally credited as Campbell's solo album featuring Two Live Crew, and then later editions credited as the Two Live Crew album. This album included the hits Due to Bart and the title track. It was also the very first parental advisory speak to number 20 in the hall. I had a copy of that, a cassette of that.
Did you?
Yeah, the eponymous title single is the reference to the decision in a court case that the group's album As Nasty As They Want to Be was obscene. Bruce Springsteen granted the group permission to interpolate the song Born in the USA for it. Oh, good for Bruce.
What a jerk. Oh, he gave them permission. Oh, okay.
He gave permission. Read the next part. I'm tired.
Displeased over the decision of Florida Governor Bob Martinez, who, on being asked to examine the album, decided it was obscene and recommended local law enforcement take action against it. And over the subsequent action of Broward County, Florida Sheriff Nick Navarro, who arrested local record store owners on obscenity charges for selling the group's albums, and the subsequent arrests of members of the group on obscenity charges, the group included the song Fuck Martinez, which also includes multiple repetitions of the phrase Fuck Navarro.
Nice. Yeah.
The group found two other men with the same names and had them sign releases. This action would make it impossible for them to sue them. Florida sucks, man. They're always arresting musicians. Cunts.
This year also happened.
Same year they released Live in Concert, the group's first and only live album, fifth record overall. It was released under the Effect subsidiary label of Luke Records, a move that was deemed necessary for the company to be able to release additional two live crew material outside of their distribution deal with Atlantic.
Yeah, I don't care anymore. Can you scroll down? Let's see what else we got.
Here I go. Here I go. Here I go. They were done, anyway, by the 90s.
Oh, hold on. Number 8.
Number 8?
June 1993, in the nude, during a solo album.
It reached number 54 on the Billboard 200.
Did it?
And number 8 on the top R&B hip-hop albums.
That was one of those where, like, even if the song sucked, everybody went and bought it just because.
The Miami New Times described Campbell as, quote, the main...
The Miami Nude Times? Nude?
Nude.
Oh, I thought you said Nude Times.
Described Campbell as a man whose booty-shaken madness once made the Supreme Court stand up for free speech. Nice. Booty-shaken madness.
How are they still having hits in 1994? I don't remember that.
Yeah, because they kept them off the radio. You had to be a hardcore listener. You had to be on the Two Live Crew website.
Damn! Is it one single found? What are you changing it? I'm not done yet.
Seemed like we tapered off there.
Yeah, we're coming to an end. Because here, it says right here, it says, It's Your Birthday, part peaked at number 33. Couldn't be, that's not the same song. It's Party Like It's Your Birthday. That's not him.
No, that's 50 Cent. Gonna sip the Party Like It's Your Birthday.
Let's see. Oh, Luke Records. Campbell and his label, Luke Records, went bankrupt in 95. Sold the catalogs to Joseph Weinberger and Little Joe Records in 96. Let's see what else. Scroll down. Scroll down, bitch. He's still placing on the top. Wow, Billboard Hot 100 and number 7 on the Hot Rap Singles. Song was for Uncle Luke. Oh, Scarred. Let's see. Changing the Game. Lewis and Ugly Harold. I don't know what that has to do with anything. Raise the Roof.
Oh, it hit number 1.
It did.
Raise the Roof on the Hot Rap Singles.
Ooh.
Oh, it's on Jock Jams Volume 4. That's very prestigious.
Yeah, Jock Jams number 4 was the best. Well, the Jock Jams over 3.
Yeah, 3 sucked.
After 3, 4 became the best. And then 2 and then 1 became the better. Oh, Ray Chester's Secret Weapon. Whose last name is Secret Weapon?
Ray Chester?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Are you casting aspersions? He didn't actually get that chain. He didn't change his name to that?
I say, be what you want to be.
Look how prolific Luke Campbell has been putting out albums and making them on the chart. Oh, wait. Campbell has previously entered the adult film industry and cites it on his MySpace page. He needs to clear out the sometimes amateurish new courtship of hip-hop and adult entertainment.
He launched the Luke Entertainment Group and took the company public. That's not a scam or anything.
Let's see what else. He announces in February of 2011, he announced his intention to run for mayor of Miami-Dade County.
I remember that.
Oh, he came in 4th. It's better than 5th.
You know, if you have 11 candidates, you got 11% of the vote.
It's better than 10%.
Personal life. Fell behind on child support.
He supported Kamala Harris's 2024 presidential campaign, stating, "I'm getting sick and tired of you motherfuckers who's out here trying to take the blackness away from Kamala Harris, our VP and soon-to-be president, because your daddy, Donald Trump, gives you these talking messages, so you repeat the dumb shit." All right.
Right, all right.
Political.
Let's see his singles. Let's just scroll back up. List of singles, or let me read what it is. Start it up, bitch.
What do you want to see with the list of singles? I know it's a list of singles. Are we going?
Yeah. Where's all the big hits?
Where are we going?
This is his only six singles.
Pop that coochie, pop, pop that coochie.
I don't think that was a single.
What about Anything You Want?
Oh, yeah.
What song was that called?
I don't know. I just know they sampled Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah. He goes, "Oh, suck it to bitch. Oh, suck it to bitch." What's the song called?
I don't know.
Nasty's They Wanna Be had a bunch of hit songs on her.
Yeah, until it got banned, it did.
No, it didn't get banned. Band got banned. Well, no, maybe only Nasty's They Wanna Be got banned.
Why? The band was so...
We still know nothing more about Luke Skywalker, Luther Campbell, now that we knew before we read that article.
I know that he ran
for... We might know less.
I think we do.
He ran for mayor, and he got arrested for not paying child support.
Mm-hmm.
Like a dirty dog. Real dirty dog.
How many kids you got, Feeny?
Zero.
But you had a goat.
None that you know of, right?
No, I'm pretty sure it's zero.
But you had a goat. Goats are also known as kids.
No, I ain't got no goats.
You don't have a goat?
No, I ain't got no goats.
You got a yak?
I got another dying cat.
You got an alpaca?
Where is he? I'm concerned.
I think you should get a yak, Feeny.
I drink that yak.
Like the guy, the guy on...
Do you usually...
Raising Saddles, do you usually yak when you drink?
Oh. That was confusing. What? Who?
Yeah, sorry. What? Now, I was talking over each other.
Yeah.
Have you ordered the yakitori? It doesn't come with yak meat, though.
I don't want nothing to do with no yak. Keep the yak away from me.
So hit the road, yak, and don't you come back no more. Hit the road, yak, and don't you come yak no more. What'd you say?
All right, Rebecca, I got
to... Somebody's got to go back and get a shitload of dimes.
Okay, what's the greatest Canadian band? What Canadian band had the most hit singles?
Tragically Hip.
To Guess Who?
They are Canadian, aren't they?
I don't know the most.
Are you a fan of the Hip, Raven? Do you like the Hip?
What? Who?
You're a fan of the Hip? The Tragically Hip.
Never heard of them.
You never heard of the Tragically Hip?
I've heard of them. I never listened to them.
They have one song that I know that I like called...
What song is it?
It's called 50 Mission Cap. It's about...
50 ways to leave your mission cap?
50 Mission... It's a song about Bill Barilko, who was a hockey player, and he's the last... There's actually the lyrics of the song. The last goal that he ever scored won the Leafs the Cup. Then that summer, he disappeared on a fishing trip.
He won the league's cup?
He scored the goal that won the Toronto Maple Leafs the Stanley Cup. And then that summer, he went on a fishing trip and disappeared. And the Leafs didn't win another cup until the year that he was discovered, until he found his body. It was pretty crazy.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
That's definitely a conspiracy.
Yep. Let's see. Hold on. I'm curious what year that was. Bill Barilko. I can hear the song, like I could sing it in my head. Okay, so he died in 1951, August 26, 1951. And I don't think the Leafs won again until 66, 68? I got to look, but let's see. Stanley Cups, 67 is the next time. No, wait a minute. Nope. 62. All right, so it was like 10 years later. Yeah, it was 1962. They didn't win.
Is Stanley a B Cup?
I don't know.
Just curious.
Yeah, the original cup was actually kind of small. Like the big tall one, that's all they've added to it since then.
What about the cup that Sean Connery drank in Indiana Jones? That was a shitty cup.
It might have been. You know,
I went to a comic book store the other day and I saw a rare picture of Sean Connery signed by Roger Moore. But I didn't get it.
Picture of Sean Connery signed by Roger Moore?
Yeah. See, Afeni's not there right now. He would have popped for that. But there's that.
Are you just saying that?
Well, he would have enjoyed that. That's a Simpsons thing. They go into the comic book store and Milhouse has to pee, and the guy won't let him pee unless he buys something. He's like, oh, what about that? It's like, that is a real picture of Sean Connery signed by Roger Moore. Its value is approximately $100.
And so you didn't really walk into a comic book store the other day.
No, I was, you know.
You told a falsehood.
I did. I embellished here for the program.
I don't think that's very nice.
So we're even, you know, something I do want to bring up, and Feeney can pipe in when he returns, but it's somewhat serious.
Who's Feeney?
Who knows? Who knows where he went? Somewhat serious.
Who is Feeney? Who's this Feeney guy?
Joseph. The other guy on the show.
You mean
the
short guy?
The short guy, yeah.
Oh, I got it. Why are you wearing Zubaz?
Oh, because these are my pajamas at home.
Your jammy jams.
I've got like, I don't know, six pairs of these. Eric Cannon, who runs First Wrestling in Minneapolis. I did some shows for him a couple years ago. I don't know if he still has the deal, but the Zubaz guys used to come with like boxes and you could just take all sorts of shit. I have shorts. I have Zubaz shorts as well. Very comfortable. I wear them at home. But anyway, listen.
Zubaz is like the Ed Hardy of its day.
Kind of, yeah. They are comfy to wear at home. Like, I don't
if
really...
I was wearing Zubaz, you would insult me for that.
Probably. You know, actually, this is a true story. I'm sure I've mentioned this on the show before, but for those of you that are new, I'll tell the story again. One of those shows in Minneapolis... One of the shows I did in Minneapolis, David Arquette wrestled on. And I'll never forget the next morning getting on.
Was Courtney Cox there?
She was not. We had a super early flight, like, I don't know, like 7 a.m. or 6:30, whatever. It's stupid early. So it's me, another wrestler. David Arquette was up in the front of the van, like the hotel van, right? He'd help the driver load everything. Like, really, really nice dude. But he was wearing his gimmick shit. He had this giant fur coat. And he was wearing a pair of Zubaz and I want to say he was wearing a Zubaz bandana as well. It's like 7 in the fucking morning. It's January. It's freezing fucking cold. We're at the Minneapolis airport. We get out, and he's helping the driver unload the bags.
That's why he's got a fur coat on.
Well, of course. So he grabs his bag, and he's like, all right, guys. Off he goes. And like there were like a couple people just standing there dumbfounded, and they come over to us, and they're like, is that David Arquette? We're like, yes. They're like, how do you know David Arquette? We're like, it's too early. It's a long,
yeah,
long story. Long story. Off he went. But no, like,
it wouldn't be a long story.
But it would have taken. It would have been much too complicated to explain to somebody at airport, yeah, at 7 in the morning, yeah, in the cold. So
no, you just said it's David Arquette's a weird dude.
Yeah. Well, Feeney, I'm sure you've heard the news, and Raven, this is probably news to you. And you're like, oh, whatever. But
can I start spreading it?
I do want to mention that Deadlock Pro Wrestling, a company that I've been working for the past 4 years or so, 3.5, 4 years, they announced that
they can't decide on something. They're caught in a deadlock.
They're going on hiatus. The next show is December 14th, I think. Let me double check the calendar, but it's in Cary, North Carolina, mm-hmm, and it's going to be the last Deadlock show. They say for the foreseeable future, and you know,
I heard they're getting cornrows and they call themselves Dreadlock now on
Dreadlock Pro Wrestling.
I've got it as, is this correct? Hold on, I want to make sure I'm giving out the right date here, but I think it speaks to a greater maybe problem going on right now in wrestling and just entertainment in general, like Prestige. About a month or two ago, announced that they're going on hiatus.
Oh man,
they're a pretty well-regarded indie out of Portland, Oregon. They would run other places as well. Deadlock, we'd mostly run North Carolina, but we'd done Chicago, we had done New Jersey, a couple of other places. Friday, December the 12th, Cary, North Carolina. It's going to be the last Deadlock Pro Wrestling show for, again, the foreseeable future. One of the things that they're doing is they're making all the tickets a dollar. So if you've ever wanted to go to a show, come out. It's $1 to get in, and then they'll be taking donations to give. I want to say it's for like a local food bank, but I got to double check that. But the company will be matching the donations up to like $10,000. So
if I come down to the show, can you get me a comp?
I think I can. I think I can support.
Can I get a safety deposit box in the in the food bank?
Yeah, you can.
I guarantee you, there's still people asking for comps.
Probably. You know, that's really, I need to change my flights because originally it was the 14th and I'm booked. All right. So anyway, I'm glad I looked at this. But anyway, it sucks. I mean, everybody knows that.
It's nice that they're doing it for a food bank, though.
It is. I think it's really cool and that they're going to be matching the donations. They've always been, honestly, like great guys to work with, good people, wanting to do stuff the right way.
Why are they going on a hiatus?
It just comes down to money, I think. You know, I think that, you know, I spoke to them a little bit about it at the last show when they told me. And I know, you know, financially there's part of it, but, you know, 4 years, I mean, how long do most bookers last? You know what I mean? Mm. Like, you know, I mean, now it's a different thing, like with Tony Khan or Triple H or whatever. But in the old days, you know, you'd book for a year or whatever, and then fucking somebody else would come in and take the book for six months.
Back in my day.
You know, so entertainment's tough right now. Touring is tough for bands. Like, nobody's really making a lot of money. It's hard for everybody.
Well, that settles it. I think the three of us should invest in a new company. I'm sure we'll make a profit.
I'm sure it'll go well. But it's, you know, it sucks because they were, and I'll say this just because I was working with them, but they're good guys and they tried to do it the right way. Everything was thought out. There was a reason for everything. The storytelling was good. The wrestling was good. And just as people as an organization, they did it right. And it just sucks when you see a lot of these fly by night fucking.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So they worked in Chicago, Carolinas. I don't know, how are they flying people in?
Yep.
That's expensive.
That's the thing. You know what I mean? So I think you're going to start seeing, a lot of promotions that are going to be either A, scaling back, or B, really starting to focus more on, again, building guys up, building up regional guys.
Yeah, local guys. Territories. But to build up local guys.
Well, yes. You know, it's bring in one or two fly-ins or whatever, but one of the problems is...
Is they fly in mid-carders?
Well, I mean, there's that part of it, but like anybody that gets anybody, like right now, 2025, say early 2026, and really for the last year or two, anybody that starts getting any kind of buzz at all, they get fucking scooped up and signed to like AEW or NXT, and they just fucking do nothing.
Why are we talking about wrestling?
Because he fooled you.
Okay. I wanted to mention DPW.
Well, you've done that.
Well, I'm just saying that like, anybody that it's hard to build local and regional guys right now, I think, because as soon as anybody gets
I'm not saying that. I'm saying to me, one of the biggest problems is they fly too many guys in.
That, yes.
All you need is two main eventers, and that's all you need to fly in. And then maybe a semi main, you might want to fly in and get them a cheap ticket. Right. Other than that, you should use guys that can drive in, not local necessarily, but guys that can drive
sure.
in.
But do you see what I'm saying, though? That any time, like, all right, you go 4 or 5 years ago, right? I'll use Defy as an example. We had
the pandemic was 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. Well, slightly before that, slightly after that. Maybe really before, because I guess AEW is probably the delineation point. But you had guys like a Swerve Strickland. You had a Nick Wayne. You know, again, speaking just specifically about Defy in Seattle. You had these guys that were somewhat local. Nick in particular, Nick Wayne in particular, a Seattle guy.
Explain Nick Wayne to Raven so I'll know who it is.
Nick Wayne is Buddy Wayne's son. And yeah, he's in AEW now, Mama Wayne, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know Mama Wayne, I think, don't you?
No.
You don't know Mama Wayne? I thought you knew Mama Wayne.
Who's
anyway,
Mama Wayne?
Nick Wayne's mom. Buddy Wayne's wife.
Is she a favorite wrestler?
She's been around, yeah. Like his grandfather was a wrestler and I mean, you know Buddy Wayne, not the other Buddy Wayne, the Northwest Buddy Wayne.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
How many Buddy Waynes are there?
There were like two of them. But anyway, really? Nick was his son. You know, he started out, he's like 15, 16 years old or whatever, and he started getting a buzz. And by the time he was 18, AEW signed him. So we had a good 2 years.
He started getting a buzz when he was 15 or 16, and he didn't get drunk till he was 27?
Anyway, I just think it's so. I think that there's a problem in the fact that anybody that starts getting a buzz immediately gets scooped up. You know what I mean? It's hard to build locally around that.
Yeah. All you can do is fly in fucking Ryback and Jack Swagger, and that's
You know what I mean? But that's the problem that you run into. That's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. But I think long term for the business, it's not sustainable that anytime anybody gets any kind of fucking notoriety or whatever, they bring them, they put them on TV right away and then do nothing with them for a while.
You need to be based on the East Coast.
Yeah, but that's what they want to do, though. So you can't fault them.
Paulie had the perfect system at one point. Philly, New York, Pittsburgh, maybe Florida.
Yep.
If it would have stayed that way, maybe they'd be in business forever and ever.
Who?
East.
Paul.
Philadelphia, New York, and Pittsburgh had to do with it.
That was where ECW hit.
Yeah, Boston. They would come up here.
Boston. Before they started really expanding.
Yep. Yep. So anyway, it sucks.
ECW?
Oh my God.
As this old company.
Yeah, it's a crappy company that ruined wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frying pans and boobies.
Toasters.
Yeah.
Old Nintendos.
It sounds interesting to me.
Mm.
Killing bus drivers.
Drinking,
you know what I mean?
Ring.
Yeah. All that stuff.
Didn't kill him.
And he wasn't a real bus driver.
Anyway, it just sucks. You know what I mean? I'm sad that DPW is going away.
Double penetration wrestling?
Mm-hmm. For multiple reasons, but you know, it's in overall right now. It's a tough time to be a promoter.
What does DPW stand for? Double penetration wrestling.
Yes.
This is why you need to get that JCW booking, Rich.
I know. Yeah.
Why does it? What does it stand for real?
Deadlock. Deadlock Pro Wrestling.
And why do you have a Defy hat on if you're so in love with Deadlock?
Because I work for Defy, but I also work for Deadlock.
Plus, you can't find a Deadlock.
Why don't you marry him?
I was bugging the Deadlock guys for a while. I'm like, dude, do fucking zip up hoodies. Yeah. They always give me shit because I have a Defy zip up that I wear all the time. Oh fuck! I'm like, dude, do a zip up. I'll wear that one here.
No, you tell them to bring Raven in, for Christ's sake. That's what a friend would do.
Right? They should. Well, I tried.
A friend would do that.
Yep.
Do you ever mention me?
No, hell no, hell no.
Oh, that's what a friend would do.
Yeah, Feeney into. You need a guy under 5'6".
Have you noticed the trend over the last, I don't know, couple of years where like all these young kids that are getting in? I sound like an old grumpy man, but like, I got to get signed. Oh, I got to get signed. Like they're in a band in 1990 trying to get a fucking record deal. Like, oh, if I get signed, everything's fine. No, it's not. No, it's not going to be.
They just had, what's his name? There's a WWE wrestler, Raven, that they're going to cut him. And he's out hurt, and he was on Twitter and all saying, oh, I'm out of money, I can't pay my mortgage and shit. You know?
And they cut him right after that.
Yeah. Well, he brought negative publicity.
They were paying for his injuries and still paying for him. Then he's like, these fucking guys, they're paying for my injuries, but I can't afford my mortgage and blah, blah, blah. And they were like, fuck you.
But we cut it all off, baby.
Yeah. How about this is your last paycheck?
That sucks.
It does suck. I think it's shitty that you get a company making the kind of money that they do. But anyway,
one of these guys should have signed with WCW with like a Bobby Bonilla deal. signed in 97 for 20 years.
Oh my God. Is that done yet? They're still paying them, aren't they?
Red Hart signed for 35,000 years.
What is Bobby? I know that it's like a day for the Mets. Like they're like, it's Bobby Bonilla day
every year.
It's 25 years, starting in 2011, ends in 2035.
This guy's awesome.
The Mets agreed to pay him $1.19 million annually for 25 years with an 8% compounded interest rate applied to the original amount.
This is the greatest.
How long did it last?
Until 2035.
Yeah, is it still lasting?
Yeah, every year.
How long has he played for him?
He hasn't played since 2001.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. Did he do much with them anyway? He played.
Why are they still paying him?
Well, here's what happened. In 2000, the Mets agreed to buy out his remaining contract, but instead of paying $5.9 million all at once, they agreed to pay him approximately $1.19 million annually from 2011 to 2035.
How can that be saving money?
The deal was structured with 8% interest, a move the Mets ownership at the time expected would result in significant returns from their investment. Bonilla has received these payments every July 1st since 2011, even though he last played in the majors in 2001. So they agreed to this deal in 2000, and a year later, he retired.
Yeah. Bobby Bonilla,
why are they still paying him then?
Because they're contracted to do so until 2035.
Yep. Why did they not just pay him $5.9 million?
They probably didn't.
Some idiot accountant or something was like, "Oh well,
does that make any sense?
This way.
Instead, they're going to pay him $20 million over 20 years."
Yeah,
who owned it? Was the Wilpons owned the team at that point, didn't they?
Probably.
Yeah. Steve Cohen's a much better owner, I think. But
oops.
Anyway. Yeah. Although they're probably going to lose Alonso. I heard Alonso might sign in Boston.
Alonso Menifield?
Pete Alonso. How did we start talking about Bobby Bonilla anyway?
You started talking about him.
Yeah. I didn't.
You're me. You did it.
Best. All right, let's talk about cameo.com.
Cameo.
Word up. Word up. It's the cold word. Okay, thank you very much. Cameo.com, get a Raven video shout out. Go to fan mail at theraveneffect.com. Send some fan mail. I mean, that's kind of self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
Addiction hotline, 800-662-4357. If you need addictions or you need a hotline.
I need an addiction.
Jane's addiction.
Jane says,
I'm through with Sergio.
I hate them too.
Treats me like a rag doll.
That Perry Farrell guy.
Yeah.
I love that song. I love the live version.
That is a good song. It's a catchy song.
Steel drums.
Yeah.
Steel drums in the beginning.
That's good stuff. He made his first appearance on stage since that fight with Dave Navarro.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it was a Doors appreciation show. I don't know what the fuck you call it, but Robbie Krieger, the guitar player, put it together. And Dave did like 2 or 3 songs. He fucking sucked, man.
Navarro did?
Did I say Dave
Perry? Oh, Perry. Yeah. Perry did, yeah.
Yeah, he sucked, dude.
Yeah, I've never been a huge
fan. Doll?
He did like Roadhouse and LA Woman and something else. And actually, everybody kind of sucked. I felt bad for Robbie. Everybody kind of
sucked. Why do you say they sucked?
It just was a bad show. I watched parts of it. It was terrible.
What makes a bad show in music?
It was vocally terrible, musically terrible. Stage presence.
Yeah, but you can't play an instrument. You don't know if they're playing it poorly.
I got ears. I don't got to be a chef to know if it's a good
stage. Maybe it's supposed to sound bad, huh? No. You ever think about that?
They weren't going for a bad sound. That's ridiculous.
No. Hey, McDonald's.
Who are they? The Sex Pistols?
You know something that I never realized, and I'm surprised this never stood out to me, but a lot of bands now are touring. They're using instead of bringing like guitar heads and the cabinets on stage, they're going direct. And they're using software simulators, so like the stage volume is a lot lower. And guys are also using in-air monitors.
Yeah.
So that changes the way that
they watch a monitor when it's in their ear.
That can change the way that you perform a little bit if the mix is weird.
My monitors.
Monitors are weird.
My monitors are usually on my ankle.
But like I didn't notice this. Like I saw Jimmy Eat World a couple of years ago, and they were good. But I was like, something just didn't seem right, and it didn't dawn on me that they weren't using fucking amps on stage. So like, I don't know. You don't get that kind of, you know what I mean? You don't get that punch. Yeah, there was something missing. They were, like I said, they were good, but you know, there was definitely something missing. And
who, Sunny Day Real Estate?
I don't like their name.
Jimmy Eat World. I was talking about. I am going to see Sunny Day Real Estate again and Explosion to the Sky. Back-to-back days. They're playing a festival here in Boston coming up.
Is there anybody ever showed up beside you at the Sunny Day Real Estate show?
Yeah, lots of people.
That must be kind of fun.
Like eight or nine?
That's kind of fun, though. When you go, it's like your little niche band, kind of. And you go, and there's like, you know, 500 other people that have traveled certain distances, and everybody becomes buddies.
Yep.
It was good stuff.
Yeah.
Blah.
That's cheerful.
Subscribe to Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, leave 5-star reviews, complimentary comments. Hey, Feeney, what's our rankings this week?
We stink.
Do we smell?
The internet said we stink.
I thought I smelled pretty good.
The internet said we stink. So that's what I got. Let's see.
Which internet?
All of it, collectively.
The internet or another internet?
The THE capitals.
What if there's two internets? What if there's a second internet pretending to be the first internet?
You mean the interweb?
I don't know. Maybe.
Let's see.
Well, perhaps.
Did I read this review yet? Awesome podcast. This is my favorite podcast to listen to. Longtime Raven fan and big fan of the guy from K100. Definitely worth listening to.
No, we're not. That's a lie.
That's really only...
Yeah, I said, what's our ranking, you dumbass?
Yeah, I know, but I was scrolling past it, and I just thought...
And yeah, he had to fillet himself in front of
Yeah, well, my name was mentioned, so it had to come up. 91st in the U.S., 86th in the U.K., 75th in Australia, 115 in France, 127 in Germany, 20th in Norway, 27th in South Korea, 35th in Colombia, 42nd in the Netherlands, 45th in Hong Kong, 46th in the United Arab Emirates, 53rd in Israel, 53rd in Sweden, 75th in Ireland, 132nd in Canada. Fuck you guys.
I'd say that sounds about right.
I hate
you. We've been putting on some shitty performances.
I don't want to. I'm shutting the show down. It's not going through to Canada anymore.
No?
Yeah, we're done.
What do you got against Canadians?
We're in the World Series.
I'm breaking up with Canada.
They didn't, actually.
No, they stink.
Yeah.
Well, what God, are you that about?
That last
Remember
fucking
when they won the World Series this year?
That was in 92 when they won it.
93, Rich, and don't bring it up.
Same thing.
Dude, that play at the plate, you've seen the picture of that, right?
Joe Carter? Yeah, I watched it.
No, I'm talking this year. They had the bases loaded or whatever, and they made the force play at the plate. The guy, it was so close. They would have won the game.
The blue plate special?
Yeah. Yep.
The blue plates versus, what are we talking about?
Baseball, I think.
What night is it?
What's your recommendation, if anything you...
What do I recommend? Jeez.
Hey, Loki.
Rich, go. I have to think.
Did I watch anything?
I don't know. You know what I did. What did I do all week?
Yeah, I don't know what I did. I've been in a kind of a dark cloud all week. A black hole, if you will.
I'll recommend the Wrestlingus show with Cav Manning and Fausty Walnuts. They're a hot, up-and-coming wrestling podcast, very sarcastic.
What's it called?
Wrestlingus.
And who's it with?
That's Cav Manning and Fausty Walnuts.
What's a Fausty Walnut?
It's his name. That's what he's named.
What's a Fausty?
I don't know. Isn't that named after a poet or something? Faust is a poet, I think.
No, Faust was a story.
A drunken writer?
No, Faust was about a guy.
Oh, yeah, he made a deal with the devil.
Or a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
With Kevin Sullivan.
So he picked his podcast name out based off a guy who sold his soul to the devil? It's interesting.
He didn't sell his soul. He made a deal. Let's not split hairs here.
Wrestlingus, number one new show.
Me love you long time.
Number one new show.
Oh, me so horny. Me love you long time.
What do you got, Rich?
Nothing. I'm trying to think of what I've done all week, and I honestly have. I got nothing.
Rich recommends going to the Five Lock Pro Wrestling.
No, I did. You know, I do. Yeah, December 12th, Cary, North Carolina. I do recommend. It's a buck to get in.
Yeah, so there are a lot of people who can't get a little too far from Cary to get there. What are you going to recommend for them?
Yeah. Can they watch it online? Can
you? If you live in Seattle, November the 21st, and come see Defy next Friday.
There you go. That's on.
This Friday, as you're listening to this.
You're right on time.
Big matchup. Bounty Hunter Brian Keith defends the world title against Terry Cody Chun. And breaking news.
Cross.
Sting's son makes his Defy debut.
Is that his ring name?
No, but I'm sure that, you know.
Is the Sting going to be there?
I don't know. And I'm not sure if he's going by, you know, Steve Borden or what name he's going to use. But I do know
Sting Jr.
Maybe it is. The little Stinger, maybe.
How about Stung?
I don't know what he looks like. I know nothing about him. I don't know if he's a big dude.
They look, dude. Yeah, they're both his kids.
How about Mustang Sally?
I think they're both athletes, and I don't know. I thought both of them were getting into wrestling. Mustang Sally? I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So anyway, yeah, that's
who
that's
came
it.
Up with that.
That's a Defy. Come on,
I just did.
Oh, I did.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was me.
Yeah, whatever.
Raven, what's your recommendation?
My recommendation, thanks for asking, is I'm going to recommend Bigfoot Tooker. It's a 3-part miniseries on with Jessica Chobot, who used to be on Expedition Unknown with Josh Gates. And she goes looking to investigate a 30-year bird missing person case where they claimed that the person was taken by Bigfoot.
That's a good move. Gives you a nice what do you call it?
It's a good Bigfooty part of the guard of the country, Fresno.
It gives you an alibi anyway. I didn't do it. Bigfoot took her.
Yes, yeah, so I'm only on the second episode, and I'm curious to see if Bigfoot actually took her. What about maybe it was Sasquatch or Yeti? Maybe it wasn't Bigfoot.
Maybe it was the Jersey Devil.
Maybe it was Bigfoot up my ass.
Maybe it was the machete murderer.
Machete murderer?
Yeah. It was Moida?
Maybe it was somebody's doppelganger.
Moida, she wrote.
You know, a doppelganger will make an exact copy of somebody in your life and then convince you that they're them, and then they can lead you to horrible places.
What if they really are the person in your life, though?
There's always a small difference. You just have to really pay attention.
Well, I don't want to pay attention. That's a pain in the ass.
Like, if they might say things they normally wouldn't say or wear clothes they normally wouldn't wear. Keep your eyes open.
And so then you should murder them?
Just close your eyes and say you don't believe in them.
And what happens then?
Or you can use the power of Jesus to rebuke them.
Jesus. What if you haven't buked them the first time?
Yeah, you got to buke first and then rebuke. You're right. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Just checking.
Be kind, rebuke.
Very good, Feeny.
Thank you.
You sly dog, you.
Every now and then, I hit it.
Peace, love, and Feeny says, be kind.
And rebuke.
I forgot what we were talking about. 5-6. You know what that means. You know what that means. Everybody in the audience knows what 5-6 means.
I bet they do.
Quote the Raven, nevermore. The end. Go to line, please. Bed. Who'd you ever be?
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.